Most Australians know what it's like to juggle paying the bills, the mortgage or rent. And according to a West Australian study out today, for some vulnerable parents, it comes down to deciding who will actually go without a meal to help pay the bills, even the kids. For those who can afford to put food on the table, it's often cheap and very unhealthy. From Perth, Madeline Palmer reports.
After speaking to hundreds of disadvantaged families across Perth, researchers from the University of Western Australia found more than 80% of them reported high levels of food insecurity.
Food insecurity is where you're going without or you can't afford a balanced diet.
Paul Flatow is the lead researcher and the director of UWA's Centre for Social Impact.
17% of the adults regularly didn't eat for a whole day. 13% of the children had to skip meals because they couldn't afford the food. Just think about having this kind of impact where you're unable to afford a balanced diet, hunger, you are facing problems in terms of utility bills, you are facing issues around insurance, etc., yet you're surviving. And that shows a very high degree of resilience and strength in these families.
Louise Gelito from the West Australian Council of Social Service says when families in the study do manage to put food on the table, it's often carbohydrate rich and cheap.
So we know you can, you know, buy 2-minute noodles and they're really, really, really cheap. But buying the fresh fruit and vegetables and meat, that's the struggle part about food security, about the nutrition that these families are actually feeding themselves. And they're having to make really hard decisions. In no way does this reflect this is bad parenting, because it's not bad parenting. It's how far can you actually stretch a dollar for these families. And they're having to make these choices about children going hungry, feeding them nutritional meals, keeping the lights on, keeping the water running, and keeping a roof over their children's head.
She hopes the study will help policymakers better help people struggling with food insecurity.
And this was done in New Zealand quite a few years ago, and they found that service providers really changed how they worked with and supported these families.
Lead researcher Paul Flatow says his team has seen a link between families experiencing entrenched poverty and poor health.
Relatively high rates of chronic health conditions. And so we've got kidney problems, we've got asthma problems, we've got all sorts of issues in terms of health. There's also a much higher prevalence of diagnosed mental health conditions.
The results are preliminary, and the project is also aiming to look at the effect of social exclusion.
Madeline Palmer reporting.